And he said, "Peace, be still," and the storm instantly ceased. From deep within his spotless soul, an atmosphere unleashed, an atmosphere of praise. The Ancient of Days, he psalmed the present storm. A child of celebration, planted in an enslaved nation, chattel in their promised land, as that promise included curses. Deuteronomy 28 hosts more terrifying than comforting verses. Yet there is a psalm within the storm. That psalm calmed the storm, produced by reversing to Genesis 1 verse 2 from verse 3. A world of royal slaves meant to be free, yet addicted to tasty sin. A world of stubborn losers meant to win now saw who they were meant to be. Of course, we nailed him to a tree. A scar-filled psalm. A celebration of divine identification with bloody, rotting flesh. Praise erupted from Ghetto Nazareth as countless Hebrew mothers wept the same tears they did when Moshe was born. Or psalm crowned with thorns and hurriedly stashed into a tomb. Then from the deep, a storm was unleashed from the earth's womb. New Adam stepped out after the old one's extermination. To continue the celebration, love ensured the psalm's regeneration. The psalm became a risen man who then ascended to love's right hand and became the storm that none can calm.